The teacher has given you many different points to think about.
And there were
some very good questions.
I
am very happy to see that your desire to be taught.
But I'm here now,
which would be a good opportunity to give you just some further, shed some further light on
repentance.
I don't intend to replace what he said,
but I would
like to add. I need your
attention.
The very first thing we must realize and understand is what does the word repentance really actually mean? What is inside the word repentance? Let me help you. Repentance in its Greek and in its meaning, means this: to turn around. Now keep that in mind. Keep that on your hand. To turn around. Now, if we are called to repentance, it would mean we are called to turn. What does that further mean for me and for you
guys?
To turn from what? You see, because a thought can arise in you that repentance means to stop
sinning.
And although I agree, we should not sin, and we should fight against sin, though I agree with that. Yet that's impossible by repenting. Now, you might be a little bit confused. And you might say, this repentance, doesn't that mean I have to stop doing what I'm doing? And then do better? There's one problem with that. There's no one here who's going to be able to say, I've been successful. That's the problem. So we're left with a problem. Because I can say, repent. And your husband can come to you after he's done something evil to you. And he can say, I repent, I won't do it again. And you know. That's not true. You see, so let's go a little deeper, okay? Let's go deeper if you want to know what repentance, true repentance means. So the teacher said this. Adam, the first man, and Eve, they sinned. What was their sin? Disobedience. Yes? It was disobedience. What happened? You see, because Adam and Eve, they walked and talked with God. Before they sinned, they communed with God. They loved God. And they talked to him. There was no sweat. There was no hatred. There was no pain. There was no divorce. There was no beating. There was no drunkenness. You see, so now they sinned and were disobedient against God. Now watch what happened. What is the result of their sin? They get sent away from Him. Out of the garden. Lord says, go. God says, you can't be with me anymore. You are unholy, and I am holy, says God. And they seen that they were naked. Now think about this. They walk out. Further and further away from God. And they can't return. They can't go back. And they go together. Their heads bow down. Away from God. Go back to God. And they will say, no, we can't. We can't go back. I'm cursed. I will die if I go back to Him. There's two flaming swords at the gate of Eden. And so they go further and further away. You see, that's what's happened to us too. We go further and further away from God. We don't know Him anymore. And the further we go away from Him, the more our flesh is desirous for this world. That's why there's so much drunkenness. That's why there's so much stealing. That's why there's so much gossip. And the further we go away from Him, the worse He gets with me.
Young people,
just ask the older people. When we're young, we're still a little bit tender. But the older we get, the worse it gets. Now listen to the gospel. Because what I'm telling you right now, if I had to stop there, we might as well not
even
be here. It would be finished for us. We might as well go home.
Well,
there would be no hope. But a gospel comes. And the gospel says this: repent. Now listen up, listen carefully now. And if you don't hear this, you will miss the whole point. You are going further and further away from God. And the preaching comes. And says, stop, sinner. Stop on your tracks. Now what? I have a gospel for you. And what does the gospel say? Repent and believe. Now, not so fast. What does that mean now for me as a sinner and going away from God? Well, if repent means this, turn around, then I need to turn around. I was going away from God. Now I need to turn back to God. But we have a problem. Because I'm not allowed to go to God. This is the gospel. Believe, repent, and believe. But God, how can I come back to You sent me away from you. How can I come back? Lord, how can I come back? And now I'm turned to you. But how? How do I come back? Then what does the gospel do? He puts a cross between me and God. He erects a cross. And the gospel says this. It says, look to the cross. And see who's there. And then you see by faith between me, the sinner, and God the Father, is His Son Jesus Christ. That's the way back to Him. So there's a way back to God. You see, I can't come back to God. So many people, I've repented, which means turn around, and then they want to go back to God. And they say, I have stopped drinking beer. I'm no more gossiping. I'm no more stealing. The boss is here. Then they want to come to God. Lord, I used to do bad things, but I'm a very good person. Now. I'm not a sinner anymore. God says, you fool, you pass the way. So many people are going astray this way. It's called prosperity gospel. And they tell people to try to do better. And then God will be merciful to you. No, He won't. He won't be merciful outside of Jesus Christ alone.
Amen.
There is no forgiveness if you don't have Jesus Christ as your substitute. So when we repent, we not only repent, we don't only turn around, but we look to the cross and believe that Jesus Christ is the only way of return. He is my way back to God. How? Oh, this is a little mystery. Listen carefully. Because as I, in prayer, crawl to the cross of Christ, and by faith I see Jesus Christ, what has to happen? Who do I see? A nice man who is 6 feet tall and nice looking. Or do I see someone with a nice beautiful suit on and rings on his fingers and chains around his neck? I see someone who is hanging on a cross. And I see blood in his hands. And I see a nail stabbed through his hands. And I see his feet Where nails are also pierced through.
Ma ne sono sopra la loro cupissa, ma non lo sa lì.
And I see he's naked.
Vedete quello sopra, come sei?
And I look to his back.
Ti vedete quello sopra, come sei?
And I see it's all plowed over.
Ti vedete quello sopra, come sei? C'è un libro, di su quale?
That's who we get to.
A me ne vedete la frontale, ne sono come quella su giù.
Why?
Ti fai lì?
Because when I went out of paradise.
Ti fai mentre giù con un dolore.
And I turn around.
E vedete quello sopra, come sei?
I'm still naked.
Di questa sala di gira, se su fritti.
I come to him as a naked
sinner.
But now I see in him.
Come guarda voi.
He's willing to take my nakedness.
E io ho
come
voglio
mandare
la
mia. And I come before the cross. Io vorrei
una figa ontana.
And I and in repentance.
Mugla.
And I'm a sinner.
I'm a
horrible sinner. But this man, Jesus Christ, says this. Give your sins to me. Do you believe, he says.
You,
the time that you went into the cornfield to take that corn. That time that you stuck into the woman's house. To pay her 1,000. Am I lying? And the gossip of the world. And my foul language. And my hatred against my neighbor. And the millions of sins I've accumulated. Are nailed to the cross. Because every time they hit a hammer against the nail, it was your sins. It was my sins. And they took him. And they took his shirt off. And they made him bow over. And they whipped him. And they opened his back. And every time they whipped him, it was because of your sin.
Wham!
My sin! Not his sin! My sin! My lies! My deceit! My hatred! My anger! That's my sin.
I'm not telling you
anymore. Wham! Wham!
Not his sin. Do you not?
And he kept his mouth.
The Adam of Christ is the man who is the Lord. You find that tragic.
Why?
You find that tragic.
Why did he keep quiet?
You find that tragic, the woman.
Because people in all generations and from all tongues shall come to him to the cross. To get to the Father. And he paid the price for sinners
come
in repentance and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe what? That his pain, his blood, his death was for me. And he saved me by grace alone. It's nothing I did. I can't change my life. It's not like I came to him and said, imagine someone would come and say, Lord, I'm not a fornicator. Because I only had two wives. But my friend, he's already had eight wives. So he's back. So I'm okay. I'm not so bad as him. I can go to paradise.
No.
Because we are all under condemnation. nation.
What God said, He will fulfill what He wants.
And if you have repented, and you have believed, that Jesus Christ is the Savior,
Jesus Christ is God.
That's the only way back to God. That's the only way you can get back to God. Through the cross work of Jesus Christ. And so a repentance means a turning. From my walking away from God. From my disobedience. And believing in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And then you know what happens? Because Jesus was naked for you. And you go through Jesus Christ to the cross. He gives you a new robe. It's not your righteousness. It's not your good works. It's not because you're a pastor or a respected chief in the village. No, it's the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And then what? The Holy Spirit. Once you've been at the cross, you believe in Jesus Christ, takes you and gives you the white robe of righteousness. Like the teacher said, cleans you. And gives you the white robe and says, come in, be blessed, and be sons and daughters. And now one more thing. I have to tell you this in the name of my master. If your heart's been spoken to and you have not repented, don't mean try to stop sinning and be better.
Don't.
But if you feel yourself far away from holiness and from God, and your conscience is speaking right now, you know what happened this week. You know how difficult it was this week. The things that plagued you. You know. Your conscience is coming. And you feel this morning, I'm far away from God. He calls sinners today. It doesn't matter how black you are.
You are.
It doesn't matter how vile you are. It doesn't matter how much sins that you made, you can't even count them. He's calling you. To whom the Holy Spirit is speaking to today. He's calling you to true repentance. He's calling you to go back to God. And the only way back to God is in Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. And you shall be saved. I hope that helps.